This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Nearly 1 in 10 Colorado voters have returned their ballots for next week's election. That may not sound like much, but it's a higher turnout rate than at this point in recent off-year elections. More than half of the ballots so far come from voters 65 years and older. When it comes to party affiliation, slightly more Republicans than Democrats have voted, but they're both dwarfed by unaffiliated voters who make up 40% of the turnout so far. Two high-profile Democrats are urging Denver residents to vote in favor of a ballot measure to keep the ban on sales of flavored tobacco in the city. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Senator Michael Bennet and Attorney General Phil Weiser, both candidates for governor, joined a Yes on 310 rally Saturday. Bennet says, as former superintendent of Denver Public Schools, he saw firsthand the dangers kids face from flavored tobacco products.
Once a kid gets to high school and they're addicted to nicotine, then their entire life could be bound up with that substance. So that's why I'm here.
Backers of the no side say the fight is about adult choice. Mail-in ballots went out earlier this month. Election day is November 4th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Front Range Passchendaele Rail District has a new general manager. Sal Pace of Southern Colorado is a former State House representative and Pueblo County Commissioner. Pace has led efforts to sustain and improve passenger rail in the region, including playing an important part in keeping Amtrak's long-distance Southwest Chief route running through Southern Colorado. This is CPR News.